Town of the Poor by Eugene Harford. I grew up in my teens in the 1950s in Ballybock, which in English is the town of the poor. They were simple people who lived there. I lived in a flat with my mother, a widow, and my younger sister. My mother did house cleaning for a living. Many a day I had fried bread for breakfast, a soft-boiled egg on confirmation day. Some people grew their own vegetables in plots. One man bred pigs, another bred dogs to earn money. Me and my pals sold scrap metal for pocket money. On summer days, we'd make up pedal bikes from spare parts and we'd go to Dollymount and swim in the salt water, dreaming of treasure on the beach. We'd collect wood, light a fire, brew tea and eat a jam sandwich. Facing the flats were 10 cottages. A man called Whatty lived there. He got his nickname because when he was spoken to, he'd say, "What? What?" His one room had a bed, another table and two chairs, a small sink, no taps, a small fire, a fireplace, a two-ring gas stove, two electric lights and a little radio. In the centre of the backyard was a toilet, three block walls, a tin roof and a wooden door. You brought your own newspaper. There was a pipe sticking out of the ground for tap water. The plaster inside the rooms were stuck together with horse's hair. In summer, they lit sulphur candles to kill the bugs. Whatty was a bachelor in his 70s, and his friends Joe, Sean, Bill and Tom rented a one-room cottage for 6 pence a week in the winter. They had a dartboard, a ring board and a deck of cards. They brought their own turf for the fire till the cottage burnt down. In the summer, they would go and meet at the barber's. One day, Bill said, "Mr. Rush's pigs are gone off their food." Tom replied, "He's force feeding them and they're all stressed out." Sean said, "The pigs know when they're going to be black and white pudding." "Ah, here's Whatty." Whatty had a Jack Russell dog and he was always scratching. I never saw any of Whatty's friends petting him. He was called Whampo. They would all go to the Clontarf to watch the ships and the dog loved the salt water. Whatty turned up one day and told him that the dog was dead. Bill said he was a great rat catcher and a great swimmer. "Ah yes, let's have a Viking's funeral." All agreed to this. They got Tony T to bring them to Clontarf in his old taxi. Whatty wore a sports coat with frayed cuffs and collar. Me and my pal, Mick, followed on our bikes to Clontarf. They placed the orange box on a plank of wood. Joe had a prayer book and said a few prayers. Sean sprinkled holy water over the body and Tony placed an old cloth over the dog. Then he poured petrol over it. Sean lit the match and pushed the plank out into the tide. You could see the flames clearly. Across the road was a police station and after a few minutes a big Kerry sergeant appeared. "What's going on?" he asked. "We're having a Viking funeral." "A what? Who's dead?" he roared. "His dog." "A dog? Only for your age I'd have the lot of you up on charges for cruelty to animals. Get the hell out of here." They left in a hurry. Back in Ballybock, we saw the taxi outside the pub. Now it was the talk of the town for days and Whatty went missing. Sunday, after the young priest had said mass, the old priest climbed into the pulpit. He liked a drop of the vino. He spoke for all who had services over the past year. The woman who looked after the prayer books heard Whatty had a bereavement and got the name. She handed a little note to the priest and he said, "For those who died in the past year, my condolences. Let us kneel and pray." On Monday, they stood at the shop and Whatty appeared with a smile on his face holding a basket. He lifted the cloth off and there was a Jack Russell pup. Bill said, "'Tis a thoroughbred." "It's the image of his father," replied Tom. "What's his name?" "What? What?" "His name," said Sean. "Let's call him Whampo Jr."